The House of Representatives has rejected a three-week continuing resolution to keep open the Department of Homeland Security. The final vote closing just a few minutes ago, 224 to 203. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he's been locked to C-SPAN probably as much as I've been, as I possibly can be this afternoon. Tom, we talked a little bit before we went on the air. I didn't see this coming, and I confess, maybe I was a little more Pollyannish than I should have been throughout the week, but to see a vote, I thought if it went down, it would be like 218 to 217 or whatever the numbers are of the people who are actually showing up for work on a Friday afternoon. They're not all there. A couple of seats are empty, I understand, and so on. But this wasn't even close. This was a 20-21 vote margin. I mean, what's happening?
You know, all I can think is that just when you think they've exhausted every possible way of being dysfunctional, they find a new one on Capitol Hill. And that's what we're seeing unfolding today. I'm just amazed that they would bring a bill to the floor without knowing they had enough, whether they had enough votes to pass it, and apparently not knowing that Democrats were completely in solidarity or pretty much completely opposed to it. It's just a level of dysfunction and an assumption on both sides that the other side is going to do something that they will never do. That just, it's hard to see a way out of it at this point.
It's really unbelievable. I've said I have C-SPAN on. Now they're voting on a motion to instruct conferees. Well, I wonder what that means, because that means that you have to tell your conferees to go conference with the Senate on something. And I guess the question at this point at 5:23 on a Friday afternoon, less than 7 hours before the agency closes down, is what the heck are you going to conference on at this hour?
Well, especially when the Senate has already said they're essentially not going to agree.
Right.
To conference.
Right. Senator Reid's not going to allow the bill to come up for them to conference in the first place.
Right. And all of this is posturing and positioning to try to make try to either achieve total victory or make the other side look like the totally guilty party for whatever happens, for any shutdown of government. And it's really kind of crazy.
I would only change one thing about what you just said, and I would take out the words kind of. All right. The bottom line here is if something doesn't happen in the next 6.5 hours or so, Monday morning, people at Homeland Security who will wind up being furloughed will go into the office to essentially shut themselves down. They'll have, 4 hours or something like that to turn in any hardware, sign out of their blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. This is the same kind of stuff that we saw in 2013, right, Tom?
Yeah, I would think so. And you could have, if they want to carry on these shenanigans through the weekend, you could have sort of a mini shutdown over the weekend that would have relatively minimal impact on the operations of the department, because again, of the 230,000 employees, there's about 30,000 who are subject to furlough. The rest have the great honor of working without knowing when they're going to get paid. But those, by and large, I mean, there can't be very many of that 30,000 who are working over the weekend, so it would be a Monday morning thing for them. And if it goes according to standard practice, you get 3 or 4 hours to get things squared away and deal with your email, and then you're shown the door.
I'm looking at Twitter. Matt Fuller is a reporter for Roll Call, Tom. He's in the House chamber at this hour. And he tweeted, McCarthy says ominously that members are advised there could be more votes tonight and this weekend. And then he adds the editorial comment, thanks, U.S. House of Representatives. I mean, you've been in those
situations. Yeah, I can't believe they're done voting for today, certainly. I have to believe they are going to take another shot at it. But it's very hard to determine what they might do, because there's no logic or rationality to it, really.
Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. I had a whole line of questions here that I wanted to ask you about what the three-week CR would mean as far as how it would impact the operations of the agencies and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, those questions are out the window. The one thing that I'm sure this will impact is morale at the agency that has the worst morale of all the big agencies in the federal government, Tom.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going to take yet another hit again, no matter what happens, because it's already at the ridiculous level, and they've already not shown faith in the workers who are out there on the front lines doing jobs that are essential to national security. And even what they've been enduring since the beginning of the year or since last December, which is an extended continuing resolution, really kind of wreaks a lot of havoc with the ongoing operations of the department. So, you know, and then to be told again, and they've already told people this week informally, you're going to be furloughed. This is just, it's just yet another hit for the department.
It's getting worse by the minute, it seems. Now the conference motion fails, 218 to 201, Tom, so that means even that's not going to work. It appears there are enough members of the House of Representatives that are satisfied with its shutdown of the Homeland Security Department that seems to be where we're headed at this hour. I don't know what other tricks they might be able to pull out of the bag.
Yeah, I think there's any number of short-term things you could do. You could pass a three-day CR and give them a little more time to try to work something out. But it's hard to see what the end game is here. Certainly in terms of the tactics, I think it's fairly easy to see what the end game is in terms of what's actually going to happen. They're going to have to end up passing some sort of funding for the department to keep it open. And Republicans are not going to get attached to that anything that overturns Obama's executive actions on immigration. That's just, the Democrats are not going to vote for it. And even if they did, the president would veto it, and there would not be enough votes to override that veto. So that's where we're going to end up. And why we have to go through all these hoops to get there is somewhat mystifying to me.
I was struck, too, by a report that I saw in Roll Call yesterday, and I wish I could credit the reporter that printed this, that published this, because he or she deserves the credit, and I can't do that, and I apologize for that. But they had a Republican member who said on the record, and they didn't name them, and you'll understand why in a second, the typical bluster. This was a person who was against the executive order and in favor of what we saw go down this afternoon. And then when they allowed that person to go off the record, the member of Congress said off the record, well, we're going to wind up caving anyway. And so these folks know what the end result is going to be. And it's like, you know, the ship is going to sink and you're willing to stay on board anyway. I mean, I guess if you think about it in a very twisted way, there is some sense of nobility about it.
I mean, yeah, and there are just,
they're staying true to their principles, I suppose.
Well, yes. Up to an almost absurd degree. And in politics, if you're just going to say, I will not compromise on this in any way, shape, or form, then you're going to have this level of dysfunction. And I suppose if you genuinely, deep in your heart, believe that this is a constitutional crisis, that the president has done something so outrageous that it puts the future of the country at stake, that then you're willing to go all out, I guess. And that's what we're seeing. And then on the Democratic side, in this vote today, virtually every Democrat votes against the three-week CR, apparently under the logic that this will then force the Republicans to accept the full-year funding bill, which seems to me to be exceedingly unlikely at this juncture.
You tweeted earlier today that Senator Mark Kirk said, quit attaching whatever you're upset with the president about to a vital piece of government. It doesn't appear that that advice was taken, and it doesn't appear that that advice will be taken anytime soon. Do you see a chain of events that might force that to happen? I mean, it strikes me that at this point it would take some natural disaster or some worse type of event that I don't even want to say because I don't want to jinx it.
It's hard to see at this point that happening, although the worse these get, the more it may push them in the direction of ultimately saying, okay, this is what we're going to do. And Republicans in the Senate have basically come around to this way of thinking, that however much you might oppose something, holding spending bills hostage is, number one, not an appropriate way to go about it, and number two, a tactic that has been proven not to work over and over again. And that's ultimately what I don't understand about all of this, is it would be one thing if this tactic worked. It doesn't work. So why do they keep going back to it time and time again?